I recently sat down with acclaimed composer Stephen Edwards to talk about a new recording of his most ambitious work to date, Requiem for My Mother. We started by discussing his well-established career.
I am a movie and television composer. I'm sort of a jack of a lot of trades. I've done 60 scores. I just yesterday finished the final touches on a movie called Dead Trigger, which is it's a zombie movie. And it's kind of like Walking Dead, and tons of action, tons of mayhem, tons of shootouts, chase scenes, peril, mayhem, you name it is in this movie. So I do that, and I also contribute a lot of music to everything from Dallas Buyers Club to lots of network TV shows, Two and a Half Men, Transparent, a bunch of different shows. I have to IMDb myself because I'm starting to lose track of what shows I've actually contributed music to. I have a very eclectic career in Hollywood, and I sort of have this separate career as a composer of choral music and classical music.
Two earlier recordings featuring Stephen's compositions were piano music from the movies and the Ave Maria Mass and Suite for the Americas. Here's what inspired him.
I started my training as a classical pianist and fell in love with film music when I was in my teens. And so the piano music for the movies CD is basically my sort of love letter back to the music that I've listened to since I was that age. And it's John Williams, Ennio Morricone, James Horner. It's kind of all over the map. Johnny Mandel, some of the music that inspired me. And I just made my own recordings of some of these themes. And the Ave Maria Mass was my first choral recording that I did with a conductor named Dr. Michael Scheibe, who is now the head of choral studies at USC. I was commissioned to write this mass back in 2004. The recording was done in 2004. And we recorded it in London with the University of Miami Chorale and a professional pickup orchestra in London. Obviously, I work in movies, so it keeps me very busy. So these liturgical pieces I write are very few and far between just because of my schedule.
The title of his new work, Requiem for My Mother, is self-explanatory, but writing such a complex choral work was new territory for Stephen, and it's a monumental composition in 11 movements.
It's pretty elaborate. It's a musical mountain I tried to climb here. My mother passed away in 2006, and she was sort of my main musical influence. She was a very fine musician in her own right. She was a flutist and a piano player, and she was also a choral conductor. So my upbringing consisted of music from the Bach, St. Matthew Passion to, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire to Ramsey Lewis, Oscar Peterson, musical theater. She was the music teacher at my high school. So when I was the gangster in Kiss Me, Kate, she was the conductor of the orchestra and she did West Side Story. So I had a very eclectic musical upbringing, which is exactly feeds itself into my eclectic musical life that I live now. You know, I was exposed to all different music as a kid growing up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I'm exposed to a lot of different music now as a grown-up writing for film and TV, which is a very eclectic medium, as you know.
We talked more about how this was a lot different from anything else he's composed.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot different. It's so true. It's so unique because the engine that drove my creativity was the sadness and the mourning and the loss of my mom. And then five months later, my dad died. And here I was a guy in his 40s who had never lost anybody, you know, maybe grandparents. But, you know, when you're a kid, and your grandfather dies and he's old, you don't really think too much about it. It's your parents that have to deal with that loss. But here I am with these two parents who were healthy, traveling the world. People went to the doctor every 4 months, ate right, didn't smoke, exercised regularly. They were young 70-year-olds, and they both got struck down by cancer. It was just such a body blow for me. I didn't know how to deal with it. So my way of dealing with it was to go to what I do every day, which is to write music and sort of have my own musical catharsis. And that's what I did.
Stephen went on to explain how this huge project and recording came together.
There's a tremendous amount of moving parts. Basically, the simple version is there's a conductor called Candace Wickey who is based in New Jersey, and she has an organization called Continua Arts. And the Musica Sacra Festival, which is based in Vatican City, it's an annual festival of choirs, invited her. She was the first American woman ever invited to conduct over there. And so when she got invited, she invited me. And she said, let's do the Requiem over there. And so that was kind of the impetus for it. And then when the invitation came, she invited choruses from across the United States. There was a chorus from Wisconsin. There was a couple from New Jersey. There was a couple from Florida. and all these choirs basically learned the music on their own. She went and clinicked with them, and then everybody flew together and or flew separately, as it were, and met up in Rome. And then we put the big chorus together with the soloists, and the orchestra flew in from Prague, which I'd done several movies with. And we presented this concert with basically one rehearsal with everybody together.
I asked Stephen if there are any specific musical elements in any particular movement that he would want listeners to know about.
Well, I think what's unique about this Requiem is that there's a children's choir featured in it, which is unique. I mean, it just hasn't been done before, as far as I know. And so the children play a very key, crucial part. They sing the first notes that you hear from voices, and they sing the last notes you hear in the last movement. So that's kind of unique. And the Dies Irae movement is, there's a film that just premiered on PBS on Mother's Day weekend called Requiem for My Mother. And it's the story of the choir's trip to Rome and my relationship with my mom. There's a whole thing about my mom in there. And there's Candace Wiki is very front and center, and she rehearses the choirs and she travels around, and you kind of get her story and about the loss of her brother, and her father's in it. You know, that was sort of the impetus for the whole thing.
When you hear Requiem, you may very well think of Mozart, Brahms, and Berlioz. So did Stephen draw any inspiration from classical or romantic composers for this work?
I guess my inspiration from classical romantic composers was just how great their music was. And there's a whole part in the documentary film about the Dies Irae, because the Dies Irae of Mozart and the Dies Irae of Verdi are pretty much iconic in the world of classical music. Everybody seems to know them, even though they don't necessarily know what they are. They're used in film trailers. There's a new Will Ferrell movie coming out this week. It's called The House, I think. It's about a guy who does a casino in his house. And the trailer is the Verdi Requiem. So, you know, it's in the world. It's used everywhere. And so it was so imposing for me to try to write my own Dies Irae. I had the worst time. And I kept starting and stopping. And, you know, there's a couple wastebaskets full of wadded up paper that I was in the process of trying to write this thing, because those two were just sort of ringing around in my head. And it was hard to sort of divorce myself from the greatness that is both of those and to try to come up with something original, still using the same text that those guys both used. And I finally broke through, but I ended up writing something that was just so radically different from what they did. That's kind of what it took.
Here are Stephen's thoughts on any future projects he may be up to.
Well, one of the things I'd love to do with this piece is to have it performed, you know, to have other groups do it, just because we've gotten a lot of inquiries since the documentaries aired. I would love to do this piece again. It's just such an event. It's such a spectacle to do it live. You know, somebody described it as a musical traffic jam. When we did it in Rome, we had 170 choir, including 60 children. We had a soloist, a tenor soloist, a baritone soloist, and a soprano soloist, and we had 50 orchestra. You know, it's just this giant group of people. It's very, very Mahler-like, even though I would never compare myself to Mahler. But you know what I'm saying? Just in terms of the horses on the stage, you know? And so it's a musical spectacle. So I would love to have groups do it live. So that's what we're sort of putting the word out there that, you know, it kind of comes from the grassroots, from people falling in love with the music and saying, you know what, we want to do this in our town, or we want to do it with our college, or we want to do it with our choral society. So we're getting actually a fair amount of inquiries already with people that have interest. And, you know, I would love to write more liturgical music. I'm not sure what my next one's going to be, because I've been so busy in the movie world. I haven't really had any time to write anything new, but I'm sure what'll happen is somebody will suggest something and I'll say, hey, that's a good idea. Let's try that. You know, let's try a different setting. There's so many texts that are interesting that we could figure out a way to do something with. So nothing's formulated yet in terms of what I'm writing next, but the Requiem is sort of what's keeping me busy right now. Just, you know, we're number 5 on the Billboard charts, number 6 on the Billboard charts this week. So we're very excited about that. And we're getting, you know, lots of positive reviews. And it's just such a nice acknowledgement of what I did.